Hello, and welcome back to A to Z with Amy Z. I'm your host, Amy Z. So, I had a little conversation with a cute little lady last night, and that brought us to today's episode. So I apologize that last episode I said we were going to talk about ghosting, and actually I think we're going to save that for a future date along with, what's that other word they keep? Ghosting and anywho's. We're going to talk about that later. Today, we're going to talk about pelvic floor exercises for better orgasms. Now, I'm going to start off with a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. I am not a physical therapist. I do not have the science and the stats to prove about what we're going to talk about today. I am simply a girl that it's going to chat up on my experience with these pelvic floor muscle exercises and what it did for me. Second disclaimer, got to put it out there. Sex in this house is actually pretty amazing, and I wasn't even looking to increase my orgasm intensity, the longevity, or any of that, but it happened because of these exercises, and that is why I want to share this information with you today. So thank you, Miss Cheryl, last night for talking about this with me, and I know others out there will also be excited once they hear what we have to say. So how did it start? If anybody out there is listening has had vaginal births, you know, I would hope your doctor would say to you after you squirted that 9-pound human out of you, go home and do Kegels. Yes, I looked it up. That's how it's pronounced. Not Kegel, as I've said for the last 30 years, but Kegel. So you are supposed to go home, and until your coochie gets back, you basically stop the pee and start the pee, right? Stop the pee and start the pee. Or when you're on the toilet, or when you're watching a movie, you squeeze up and squeeze down. You're sitting at a stoplight, you squeeze up, you squeeze down. I've been doing this pretty consistently since I've had, well, almost 30 years now, since I learned the word, since I had a kid. And it doesn't really matter how often you do them. I guess it does. I shouldn't say that. Of course it matters how often you do them. Let's just say I've been pretty consistent in my own way. So that could mean like once a week and others are doing it every hour. I mean, maybe I suck. I don't know. But I'm doing them periodically, and still things like jumping on the trampoline and sneezing would make me pee a little. I just knew that if I was going to jump with the kids on the trampoline, I had to put a pad on. You know, you kind of work your way around things to make your life conducive to your issues, right? So last night during this conversation, we were going to talk about ghosting and some other stuff, but I just feel like this is important and it got me excited. And that's half the fun about doing this podcast, is just getting excited about topics. So yeah. So this spring when I was, I didn't make a resolution this year, but I guess I was still in that, ooh, I'm going to get fit this year. This is the year I'm going to do it. So I was like core. I'm going to strengthen my core, because I could totally tell that I'm not lifting things the same, that I'm hurting easier. So I was like, I got this. I'm going to get ripped. Maybe not an 8-pack, but I'm definitely going to firm up my core. I'm going to become more balanced. I'm going to be stronger, blah, blah, blah. Well, lo and behold, although I still need to work on that quite a lot, I was feeling really weak and imbalanced when doing a lunge or squatting. And in fact, if I was trying to get into a yogi squat, like really down low, like a catcher behind home plate, I couldn't stay there for 2 seconds. And it hurt me. And that's when I think the light bulb went on, that was like, girl, yeah, you need to get your core going. But most importantly, first and foremost, I need to work on my pelvic floor, because that's in dire, dire shape. And who knew there could be so much to do down there? Well, shortly after I had started making a focus of wanting to get that going, Big Brother of the Universe heard my call for my cry for help, and I got an email from Daily Ohm. It was a class called Strengthening Your Pelvic Floor by Brianne Grogan. Okay, little side note, squirrely note. Daily Ohm is awesome. That's D-A-I-L-Y-O-M. Awesome. No, that's not how you spell awesome. If you don't know anything about them, let me just tell you a little bit. They have targeted classes to help you in so many ways. There's various exercises, meditations, therapies of all kinds. Sometimes it's just a boost of love to let you know that you're not alone in this world. You can take a class and pay whatever you can afford. So, and the class stays the same. It doesn't matter if you paid $35, you paid $19. It stays the same no matter what you pay, and it's in your course list indefinitely. So I love that part. I love that I took a class a couple years ago and I'm feeling like, oh, I just need something different. I can bounce back. It's always in there to refer back to, even if you just paid the minimal amount. I am not sponsored by them in any way, but I will say that even their free emails have so much to offer. Again, whether it's just a boost of knowledge or inspiration, or an introduction to a class that you may not want to take right now, but maybe you want to take it later or something like that. Just having their daily, I want to say their weekly emails. So it's not super invasive. And I love getting them. I don't click on all of them, but they are all very good. Okay, getting that out of the way. I saw that just as a sign from the heavens. So I take the course. And I will say, I'm going to be really honest, it was quite remedial. There were some things that I thought maybe she was talking to people in the senior home that maybe they, you know, wanted to get out of their, you know, wearing more pads. I don't know why. It just felt really slow moving and really, really, really basic. However, I was like, you know what? Sometimes the simplest of all things is really what makes a difference. And I was right. That's exactly what this class was. It was slow. It was steady. It was simple. But it was very targeted for exactly what I needed to hear and see and feel. So let's talk about the classes that made all the difference for me. Okay, if you've taken this class or if you're interested in taking the class and you do, you may find something else benefited you more. But these are the five exercises that I still do even when I don't watch the videos because they're pretty simple, but I make sure I do them, I would almost every day. Life has been nuts this last couple weeks, but I will say I try to do them every single day. Here we go. Bridge pose. So I'm gonna be remedial as well in case you're unfamiliar, and top of the fact that we are talking instead of doing a video. Bridge pose. When you lay on your back, and you hike up just your hips into the air, in here. Keep your feet planted, keep your back planted, hike your hips up in the air. Bridge pose, super easy. Then you spread your knees wide and back in, and do this for several sets. Super simple, super simple. Makes a world of difference. Second exercise, happy baby. So that's when you lay on your back, you grab your ankles or your feet. I try to do like grab like from the, I put my arms on the outside of my legs and grab my feet at the base. And then I just, and you rock side to side, back and forth several times. It's pretty comfy. It's kind of funny to look, you know, if somebody walked in on me in the room, they'd probably laugh. It's kind of funny looking, but it is. It's babies, they lay on their back and they just kind of play with their feet. You're doing the same thing, but you're opening up the pelvic muscles there, your thing. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I just say parts like I know what I'm doing, but I know. And then I just sound stupid. Okay. Number three, puppy pose. So if you've done any Pilates or yoga, this is where you're on your face down, arms out. Well, child's pose, you'd be like sunk all the way back down to your ankles with your arms stretched out forward. With puppy pose, you want your butt up in the air, and your hips are directly over your knees. And then you stretch out and you can feel it, the stretch from your shoulders all the way down to your hips. And that's puppy pose. That's pose number three. Love that pose because not only does it feel like it gets my hips, but I can feel it all the way up. And your back just needs that extra massage, that extra stretch, that extra lubrication of you just like pulling it out. And you can keep like stretching your arms out even farther and really get in there. But that the key of the puppy is hips over the knees. And instead of child's pose where your butts back on your ankles, your hips are over your knees, kind of up in the air, and get that good pelvic muscle stretched. You can put your head, your chin, your forehead on the mat and just kind of however you're comfortable, but get those hips up there. Okay. For exercise four, you need to grab a hand towel. Roll it up and lengthwise along from like your butt to your knee under one leg, just one. You need a chair that's, I would say it's table height. You could probably just do it on a stationary chair that's smaller. I guess that depends too on how tall you are. But do not do it on a couch unless you really have no other options because it's just too squishy. You want something a little more firm and stable. So you put the towel underneath longwise from your butt to your knee and you, excuse me, oh my goodness, I get so excited and I get like air bubbles in my throat, in my chest. It's just been happening more recently because I'm not drinking anything. Actually, I do have some tea. I should probably have some. Oh, I'm just so excited to share with you. Okay. So you put the towel underneath one leg and then you lift up with the other leg to make it like level, to make it even, as if you had a construction level across your legs, across your lap. You want to be level. And it's just that simple movement of going up with your butt cheek to match the other one. And then you take the towel after you do that several sets of that and you put it under the other leg and you do the opposite side and you repeat it several times. These are not exercises, people, that are going to hurt you the next day. So fear not. You can do this. But the increase in what you're going to get from them, oh, yes. So super simple. You got this. That one was, I felt like a game changer because I was like, I could feel the muscle strengthening or something as I was doing them. So maybe that's the only one you need to know. I don't know. No. You need one more. The fifth exercise. And this was super good too. You can do this laying down, sitting up, at the store, at a stoplight, sitting down, at a get-together in case you're bored this holiday season, and it'll just make time go super fast, and you'll have great sex after. So it's a win-win. But the concept here is to do a Kegel squeeze. So I call it the Kegel elevator. I can't remember if she had a name for it, but that's my name, Kegel elevator. So imagine you're going up four flights in an elevator, four-story building. And you stop at each floor for just a second. So you squeeze up a little bit, hold. People are getting on and off. Go up to the next floor, hold, on and off. Next floor, hold, on and off. The fourth floor, hold. And then down, but don't go all the way. You're not going to the lobby yet. Hit the third floor. Oh, now you gotta go to the second floor. Then you go down. So it's like that hold, that concentration at each level, that really focused and stabilizing that the nerves and those muscles right there. Man, it makes it tight. It makes it tight. It makes it aware. It's like it's an awakening for the vajayjay. That's the best way I can describe it. So here's the good part. Here's the amazing part. I do these exercises for not even a week. I want to say like 5 days straight, I did just like these exercises and then a few others and then my normal just like yoga workout in the morning. I had sex with multiple orgasms that lasted so long. I literally think Mike was bored waiting for me to finish just so he could get his. He 100% noticed if he was brave enough to come and be on this podcast and tell me he noticed. I guarantee you he would say he noticed. He was like, what's going on? And I'm like, it's just going, babe. It's going and I'm not going to stop it. And it's amazing. So just hold on. Because hold on. I promise you'll get yours. I could not believe it. It was so good. Multiple for a long time. Okay. That's incredible. I have never had such intense and the longevity of an orgasm like that since we were first together and before we had a crazy bunch of kids. So I think that says volumes. 5 days of doing those workouts, my body needed it. But if my body needed it, I think all of our bodies could use a little refresher from time to time. Now, I can't say that I don't freak out. I can say that I do not freak out as much when I sneeze because I don't have to sit, cross my legs to just stop the pee. So that's definitely a plus too. I mean, I freak out a little bit just because I'm always, I'm like accustomed to having a little come out, when I sneeze or if I know a rapid fire sneezes are coming. It's not just a one-off, right? So I still get a little, but no, I mean, I can tell a major difference. And one of the things about aging well is I don't want to be 80s, 90s in diapers. I don't. And it's fine. I mean, they make them so discreet now and they look just like underwear. And I get it. It's just a part of life. But even if I can stave that off until I'm 95 instead of 75, let's say, I'm going to try. And I'm going to try with these exercises. So with the holidays upon us and the fact that I need to get a big girl job, I may only be posting once or so for a bit until I can get into a rhythm. I was posting Tuesdays and Fridays, but then this past week just got cattywampus, so sometimes you just got to go with it. I know you feel me. Listen up to the next episode when we chat about ghosting and gaslighting, two popular words these days. Unless, of course, I do what I did this past week and change it up on you last minute. I don't know. Stay tuned. I would love for you to rate and review the show, share with a friend, and spread the love. Email me or leave a comment on Instagram with show ideas, questions, or comments at A to Z with Amy Z at gmail.com. Ta-da.